What if the wealthiest people weren't the greediest, but the most generous? This radical question sits at the heart of the good money revolution. Money itself isn't evil, it's what we do with it that matters. Growing up with financial insecurity shaped my understanding that money could be a powerful tool for good, not just accumulation. As a teenager working two jobs, I began tithing 10% of my earnings and anonymously donating to food pantries. Years later, after building a successful investment practice, I discovered a counterintuitive truth. The more I gave back to my community, the more clients sought to work with me. Making money purely to accumulate wealth becomes an endless, unsatisfying cycle. The key to lasting success is connecting your cash to a cause, your profits to a purpose larger than yourself. Research confirms this intuition. Princeton researchers found incomes between $60,000 to $75,000 were strongly associated with greater happiness compared to lower incomes. However, beyond $75,000, there was surprisingly no significant relationship between higher income and increased happiness. Many successful professionals get trapped thinking more money automatically equals more happiness, working 80-hour weeks only to achieve financial success without personal significance. Simply having money doesn't give life meaning. Giving does. When Dave, a manufacturing company owner, lost motivation despite $5 million in annual revenue, I suggested connecting his profits to purpose by funding a Vietnamese village school. His sales increased 20% within 3 months, his enthusiasm returned, and the school now educates 200 children yearly, creating a legacy beyond profit margins. This generosity purpose transforms both finances and fulfillment. By addressing an injustice that moves you and directing money toward that cause, you create meaningful impact. Don and Charlotte revitalized their recycling business by dedicating 15% of profits to ocean cleanup initiatives, doubling revenue within a year while removing over 50,000 pounds of coastal plastic. Harvard professor Michael Norton's research confirms this effect. When students were given money to spend either on themselves or others, those who spent on others reported significantly higher happiness levels, equivalent to doubling household income. Norton explains that buying things for yourself doesn't create impact, while spending on others gives you a huge feeling that you've had an impact on somebody else. The Good Money Framework offers a 7-step approach to escape unfulfilling work and create purpose-driven wealth. Step 1. Discover your generosity purpose. Identify causes that deeply move you, like childhood cancer, clean water access, or homelessness. Step 2. Determine your top 3 financial goals. Embrace simplicity over complexity to maintain focus on priorities like mortgage payoff or retirement planning. Step 3. Define your desired income specifically, rather than vaguely wanting more money. Step 4. Explore creative alternatives for earning more when traditional income paths seem limited. Step 5. Create a simple saving and investing plan with clear percentage allocations for priorities. Step 6. Implement your generosity strategy immediately. Even starting with 1% makes a difference. Step 7. Track your progress through quarterly check-ins on both financial and generosity goals. After analyzing my significant net worth increase, I discovered 3 good money levers that truly move the financial needle. Save more, crush debt, and earn more. Like a roller coaster, these financial levers must operate simultaneously to maximize wealth. For lever 1, save more, view savings as both a protective moat against unexpected expenses and as employees you direct as CEO of your money. Implement practical strategies. Cut spending by 20%, set up automatic investment withdrawals, use the capture and keep method for banking negotiated bill reductions, and celebrate milestones. Lever 2 focuses on crushing debt. Start with honest assessment. Write down every debt and its interest rate. Then implement an aggressive elimination strategy. Attack highest interest debts first, pay more than minimums, and find an accountability partner. Lever 3 emphasizes earning more by recognizing that money flows where value is created. Choose one approach. Treat your current job entrepreneurially, add measurable value to your company, or start a side hustle leveraging your skills and passions. Deeply ingrained money beliefs can sabotage your success. When Nancy feared jail time for bouncing a check, she was reacting to childhood trauma of seeing her father threatened. John destroyed a 30-year friendship with Greg out of jealousy, believing wealth requires dishonesty. Changing your relationship with money starts with recognizing how negative beliefs limit your potential. As Ramit Sethi notes, repeatedly saying, "I'm just not good with money," becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Transformation begins with valuing yourself properly and recognizing the value you add to others' lives. Your perception of wealth is likely inaccurate. Many outwardly rich people are financially struggling despite appearances. Big hat, no cattle, as Texans say. Conversely, many truly wealthy people live modestly below their means. A Ramsey Solutions study revealed most millionaires built wealth over 28 years without inheritance, typically reaching millionaire status at age 49. Children learn money habits by watching their parents, just as Connor imitated his father's incomplete stops at stop signs. Many parents avoid financial discussions out of fear of appearing incompetent. You can teach three key lessons to help children build wealth and make an impact. First, teach them to be investors, not spenders. Every dollar spent is an investment in something. Teaching children to question purchases helps them become savvy spenders. Second, help them become confident wealth builders by accumulating assets and reducing liabilities through consistent decisions. Pay yourself first through automatic savings, be generous, and create a livable budget. Third, encourage them to be creators of money, not just receivers. Today's generation needs to understand that job security isn't guaranteed, and depending solely on others for income surrenders too much control. Generosity creates ripple effects that transform both recipients and givers. When my children reluctantly volunteered at a homeless shelter on Christmas Day, they witnessed a stranger donating his shoes. Inspired, they gave away their own shoes, walking barefoot to our car with expressions of pure joy. Harvard studies confirm this phenomenon. Generosity spreads by 3 degrees, influencing dozens or hundreds of people. Generosity improves both emotional and physical health. After her husband's death, Mary combined her love of baseball with his passion for their church's food bank by working at the Ranger Stadium and donating her earnings. This purposeful giving lowered her blood pressure and revitalized her spirit. Life is merely a dot compared to eternity's endless line. What matters isn't our possessions, but the difference we make in others' lives. In the eternal economy, money's present value exceeds its future value, contrary to traditional economics. Giving now creates immediate impact that multiplies over time, establishing an eternal dividend no other investment can match. The old money mindset is over. It's time to revolt against limiting beliefs and embrace a new identity as a giver. The Good Money Revolution starts now.